Looking
I like homeless.
My own.
She's growing through puberty.
Okay, are we ready?
Yeah.
I'm gonna hit go live.
All
right, Pino, sign us in.
Is it on?
Yeah.
Hey guys, this is Pino.
And this is Carmen.
And you're listening to
Man in the Mill of Lego.
Ew.
Hello, hello. As you guys can see, we have our wonderful special guest this month, Miss Nubia. How are we doing tonight?
Talking to you.
Oh, I'm doing great. You guys are awesome. Yeah, you all are awesome.
Are you nervous? You excited? You ready to
snacks? I'm gonna get got a snack.
We do. We have snacks. We have some peanuts. We have some
chicharrones.
Fina, what do you got?
Fritos. Yeah, but it's upside down because you can't open it back to the top. You have to open it from the bottom.
Why
is that? All the flavors
in
the bottom.
Why is that? You were answering for it.
Because everybody asks me, like, why do you do that?
That makes sense, so I'm not going to lie.
I learned it from Durania. Remember Durania? No, Carpenter.
No. Hold on, guys, because I do want to give a special shout out to my beautiful, I'm going to tilt this a little bit here, though, so you guys can see it.
Oh.
Yes. My beautiful painting that you guys see behind us, Miss Frida. It was a gift from my beautiful husband, which I love so much. Our good friend Jordan painted it for me. He's single, ladies, by the way, if anybody's interested.
Oh, hey.
Shout out. Shameless plug.
The camera doesn't do it. It is beautiful. It looks vibrant, so nice. Like, has texture to it. The lips just pop out. I love it.
I was very happy. Very,
very, she's very, excited
very
to cry.
I don't think cried, but I was very
teary-eyed.
I was, because I was not expecting to receive it when I did. So,
aww.
But yeah. So shout out to
you. Should have been a hidden camera somewhere. I would like to be seeing this reveal.
Yes.
So. Why do I share?
Share the thing.
Yeah. The life.
All right. So.
Oh, that was so easy. Okay, send it to him so he can share. Yeah. There you go. Yes.
My bad.
No, you're good.
Technical moments.
Technical assistance.
All right. Go ahead and reintroduce yourself. Let us know a little bit about you before Carmen gets dived into some questions.
So, ¿qué onda, todos? Hi, everybody. I will speak Spanglish. My name is Nubia Estefes. My pronouns are she, her, ella. I am a advocate in the, I'm an immigration advocate. I'm also the executive director of the KS Moda, the Kansas Missouri Dream Alliance. I'm also a paralegal. I'm a mother. I am a student. And
you are busy, Miss Thank.
A wife.
Oh,
jeez.
A really good wife.
That's important.
That's important. And just the lover of life.
Okay.
Where do you find the time to just do everything?
So one disclaimer is I do take pills. I take Lexapro.
Okay. Okay. Did you find like that was hard to go and get like diagnosed and then get on medication? Just because, you know, it's such a taboo topic, especially in our culture, you know, with depression and anxiety. And it's like, no, you're not depressed. No, you don't have anxiety. Like, go touch grass.
But that'll mean it.
Yeah, exactly.
So the first battle was fighting within myself, just hearing my mom's voice like, no. Like, but that'll mean go to sleep, make sure you're getting good sleep, make sure you're eating good. And then, so I knew I had something going on. And I kind of ignored it because, like, I like to push stuff down.
And bottle it up.
Yeah. Not like buried down. Like, so far, like, nothing has exploded. Well, okay. So then one day I was coming back from a road trip and my face got paralyzed.
Oh.
What?
Yeah, it's like you can't like have like it was like this.
What?
So this says droopy and this one would close.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And I'm like, I told my husband, this is my husband gaslighting. I was like, I don't think I can wait. He's like, what? He's like, mira, no me siento mi ojo. My eye doesn't work. I was trying to go like this, and he's like, no, you're just crazy.
Ay, Dios.
I know.
One thing that a man should not tell a woman, even like a Latina woman, you're crazy.
Right.
I'm like, well, maybe, okay, maybe you want to whatever. Like, I felt something weird because I'm like, why can't I blink? Or why can't I blink? Like, I felt my blink was slow.
Yeah.
So anyways, we ended up going to the ER. I had Bell's palsy.
Oh my gosh.
Many things could have caused it. One of them being stress. And surprise, surprise, I was stressed. I was taking finals. I was planning a trip. I was planning, like, have to get my family. But so that's when I started taking Lexapro.
Okay.
So that's how I deal with a lot of stuff.
Oh.
And I've also, like, you know, learned life skills like boundaries, not over scheduling, eating right, all the shit that I would take for granted when I was younger.
Okay. Right. Eating in general.
Eating right, yeah.
So how did you become interested in being, like, an advocate for undocumented immigrants? Like, what drew you to that?
Me being an undocumented myself.
Okay.
My story a little bit. My mom brought me and my middle sister to the United States. I was 3. She was, like, I don't know, like, 10 or 13, I think. She was 13. She brought us over to the United States undocumented, without documents. Mm-hmm. Some people call it illegal. I don't use that word. We say
undocumented. Yeah, I hate when people use illegal. I'm like, no. Undocumented. Like,
yes. So that's the correct word we use. And my mom saw the opportunity. She came here because my sister was sick.
Okay.
And then she didn't leave because she saw the opportunity for a better life. And that's how I became undocumented at age 3.
Okay.
My mom was undocumented. Everybody except for my little brother who was able to be born here. little U.S. citizen man is a mixed status family. Anchor baby. Some call it an anchor baby. That was in California. I lived in California. I was telling you, and since being young, since I was a child, I'm a talker. I'm bold. Now I learned it's called the unapologetic. Before I was just somebody callada, just talk, and I didn't care what I was saying or whose feelings hurt. But it started at a young age. There would be issues around where we live, and my mom would always call me to help. And the police, like, okay, can you tell them what they're saying? Like, interpret what they're saying. Like, yeah, so I'll do that. Growing up, I would always interpret for my parents. And yeah, basically that's how I started that journey. Where I got involved in advocacy and more of doing public speaking, being a civic engagement and all this stuff was mostly after I had my first daughter. I had my first daughter at age 17.
Okay.
And then I'm like, what the fuck? I want a better work for my kid. I want a better world for her. And I got involved with Kids Moda. Shout out to Robert, who kind of just pushed me out there. And I started doing public speaking and telling my story. Because one of the things is, like, as undocumented people, we would keep that shit on the low-low.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my mom would be like, anybody's business what we are, what we're not, what we have, and what we don't have.
Right.
That's how we are, like, with kids, period. It's like, whatever happens in the house, you keep it here.
That's true.
You don't go outside. And I feel we grew up that way because now it's like I feel that kids will go and say stuff, like whatever happened in the house.
Yeah.
And those parents get in trouble. But I learned, like, okay, none of their business, none of their business.
Yeah, I was like, never, you know. I knew, like, my mom was afraid of being caught driving without a license. I knew I would always hear the grown-up say, oh, if the police stops you, if you get into ICE, don't sign anything. Now, I know that don't sign anything is because back in the days when you get picked up by ICE, they made you sign a volunteer departure. Like, to you.
Oh, and then a lot of those people can't even read English.
Right. So they would, can't read English, didn't know what the fuck they were signing. They're like, you want to be let out? Sign and you'll go.
Mm-hmm.
So I grew up hearing that, now in the field that I'm at, like, I know why they said this. Like, you're not supposed to sign what you don't know.
Yeah.
So when I started Case Moda, I started telling my stories, and, like, bunch of other people had a similar story. I'm like, what the fuck? You're not giving it to? you can't have a license, you can't work, you don't have a job. Like, all these people, I'm like, okay, I'm not alone. And it felt okay. I don't think it felt good, but it felt okay being around other people that knew what I was going through.
It's kind of like how when younger, like when we're younger, we looked at the television, we didn't see our first, like, representing us in such a way, but more like an illegal way. It's like, you can like, yeah. Oh, shoot, there are people here who are just like me, you know? Yeah. Get it.
And now thinking about it, that like growing up, we watching all those like Sabrina the Teenage Witch and all this stuff. Like now, I fight hard for my kids not to be whitewashed and to know about the culture.
It's hard.
It's so hard.
Do they speak Spanish?
I make them.
Okay.
No quieren. Lo hablan todo mucho. Like all, you know. But
I need to start doing. I need to start making the girls just speak to me and just.
I make them because.
I need to be better about.
And it's okay, they're no Sabo kid, like no,
but at least understand it.
At least understand something. Yeah. And yeah. It's so funny because they went to my grandma. When they go to their grandma, they like try to speak Spanish to her, and she knows a little bit. But they switch, they code switch. Sometimes they hit my mom. They're like, abuelita, like her abuelita, vamos a la Walmart, vamos, you know.
Yeah, my daughters are like that too.
But, so yeah, that's where we're starting. Knowing my rights as an immigrant, as the person living in the United States with KS Moda, when I learned all this stuff, brought me more empowerment.
Okay.
Like, I wasn't scared of being stopped. I wasn't scared of my husband being stopped. I wasn't scared of ICE. I'm not scared of ICE.
So, going back to that, yeah. Now you said, like, what kind of laws that people may not know they actually have as an undocumented, like say if they were to get stopped by the police.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we all know what ICE means, right? ICE, right. Immigration Customs Enforcement. They're the police of immigration. One other thing is that's federal. That's federal, right? So the state law and then it's federal law. Immigration is federal. So let's say if I'm driving right here back home, maybe to Johnson County, and I get pulled over. They have the right to ask me for my license, for my insurance, maybe identification, but they can ask me like if you have a social or if you have a green card or if you have status. I don't have to answer. Huh. Is there a reason why you're asking me this question? Is there So yeah, so that's that. In 2019, there was a big ICE presence in Olathe.
Oh, I remember.
But I got my ass in my car and I started following them too. So you're right. You wanna fuck with my community? I'll fuck with you too. One, because I didn't care. Like, cause fuck them. And two, because like we needed to report out to our community. Like, hey, if they're coming into our community, we need to say something and do something. Let's see. So one of the things is ICE is if you do get stopped or detained, you have the right to remain silent. I know it's stupid like that, like oh, everybody says that, but it is super, that's like if
important.
If you take anything away from this spot, take that. You have the right to remain silent.
You hear that guy? Shut up.
Like a piece of cabo. Why? It's because the burden is up to them. Burden is up to ICE officials or the police to bring a case upon you.
Okay.
For immigration, to issue an NTA, which is a notice to appear,
wheels.
I have to tell you guys that I'm not an attorney, and anything I say is not legal advice.
Yeah, we ain't liable, okay? This ain't real.
because I'm not an immigration attorney yet. This is all information that
you can find. Google it.
Yes. So I don't give legal advice, just in case my boss is out there looking. And my other bosses and everybody.
And y'all should know better to think we give out legal advice on Mandela, though.
Right?
We
ain't.
Come on.
Let's use our critical thinking, too.
So, yeah, but immigration only needs four things. They need to know that you are a citizen of somewhere else. For me, it would be like Mexico. That you didn't enter, make sure that's what my boss texted me every day. that you did not enter with a visa, with like permission. That either you came unlawfully.
And I forgot the fourth one.
The fuck?
Alfredo says she's studying for the LSAT.
I already took the LSAT.
Oh.
I already took it like 2 weeks ago.
Oh. Okay. Oh, you will, huh?
Yeah. Sorry, three things, right?
I'm sure if Kim Kardashian can pass it, you can pass it.
I don't have to kiss you guys, but so yeah, that's why you need to remain silent, because you're not trying to help them. You're trying to, if they want to issue you a deportation order, then you need to be quiet and make them do the job. You didn't get paid by them. Your life is going to be 100% harder if you help them. So no, remain silent. Ask for an attorney. Did you know that for immigration, you don't get the right to a free attorney?
No.
You don't get the right to a free attorney. Here, if I were to do something in the municipal or whatever, you have the right to a free attorney.
Oh, yeah, you have the right to an attorney, yeah, public defender.
Here, immigration, if you don't have money to pay one, you're shit out of luck.
How did one find one?
You're trying to support me to go to law school, I'll be missing. No. Yeah, there's different attorneys. Usually it's by word of mouth. You could also, like, if you ever need one, you go to AILA, American Immigration Lawyers Association, AILA.com, and you type in your like zip code, and they'll give you a list of everybody that's registered under AILA. That's like the big chapter group for them, for the immigration attorneys. Then you will call some attorneys. So once you're in deportation removal, the case is cancellation and removal or fighting a deportation. Some attorneys don't take that and some do. Some attorneys don't take asylum, some do, some don't. They all have their specialty. What I have learned from immigration is it's so big.
Okay.
Like,
there's so many different like branches, or
so like so much stuff, so many rules, so many regulations. Like, okay. No one person's case is gonna be the same.
Okay.
You're like, no, pero mi primo did this, bro. It is like, it all depends how you came in, what year you came in, who you married, if you're married, like, what have you done, what have you haven't done. It's never like the same. Yeah, so just call, make a consultation with an immigration attorney. So in case more than we do things that we do classes or whatever sessions are called Know Your Rights. So we talk about this. We talk about if immigration comes outside, ICE knocks. I'm like, hey, I'm looking for Juan. You ain't Juan. I'm not Juan. You're not Juan. They hear, we don't got to open the door. I'm looking for Nubia. Okay, do you have a warrant?
You know what that reminds me of?
What?
It reminds me of when the Nazis were looking for the Jews.
I hate that it become.
That's the analogy that I figure out, because let's think about this. With this mass deportation that he's already saying that we're going to be in a national state of emergency, right? How is he going to execute the army to do so? I mean, they're already saying immigration is already 1.2 million applications behind. Mm-hmm. 1.2 million applications.
Well, the other thing is the immigration court. They're going to be pushing the immigration judges to, like, hey, hurry up.
And you know they're talking about building detention camps. Because how else are they going to store all these people while they wait for their day in court? They're talking about literally building detention camps to keep these people. We are literally going back to the Nazis. And like,
let me tell you, when somebody gets, like, right now, Biden administration, when somebody gets detained, they send them to, like, Clay County, Marshall, a little Missouri town in the Versailles, Missouri.
Okay.
Honky donkey town, like chingada, creepy as fuck little town.
Oh, you've been there?
Yes. If anybody's from there, yeah, have a creepy ass town. But they pay. ICE, immigration, federal government pays the local government. Hey, house these people. We'll give you $68 a day, $100, whatever the rate is.
Right.
I heard a rumor that they were trying to do one in Leavenworth.
Really?
That I believe it, though. Trying to pay a little contract.
I believe it.
Money talk?
We got the prisons out there, I believe it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was not the federal. It was a private one.
Okay.
Lo que están haciendo dinero are the private ones.
But it makes it easier because, not, I mean, makes it understandable because the prison's out there, but also for there's a military base out there too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What is it called? Fort something. I forgot what it's
where.
Called.
Oh, I didn't know there's a base out there.
Or Forts.
Are you talking about Fort Scott? Fort Hayes? Fort Hayes?
No, Fort Hayes is in
no,
Hayes.
There's Fort Scott.
Fort Riley.
Fort Riley's out by K-State.
Okay.
Yeah, there's one in, because I used to have a class on the base,
mm-hmm.
so I had to go through security.
Huh.
Yeah. A lot of forts been, but yeah. So, anyways, the reason why I picked it, Finio, I was like, hey, can I be your show? It's because I want to get the story or the message that we're not going down easy. We have rights as individuals, as human fucking beings.
Right.
So we're going to use that. KS Moda, Cancer Surgery Dream Alliance. We're going to be doing Know Your Rights. As soon as shit changes with immigration, we're going to do immigration sessions, bilingual in English and Spanish. We're going to have an actual immigration attorney come with me because I'm not yet one. Pero we're going to be in the community. One of the things, KS Moda belongs to a network called United We Dream. It's the biggest national organizations of dreamers, DACA recipients, undocumented allies regarding immigration. And we have this thing called being community, building your communities, and being a community. How we're going to get into this for next year is being the community. We're going to have to rely on each other because God knows we can't rely on nobody else.
Because what do they say? I'm gonna go this. I'm gonna bring it back to the movie.
Bring it back.
Remember Ants?
No.
Never been watch Ants. You watch Ants.
I've seen
Ants.
Like
two, right?
Yeah. But I know what you're talking about.
So like when there's one, like they go it was Bug's Life. Like the grasshopper. He thought that he could be all powerful, but the ant was like, no, like we're strong. Like I'm one, but then there's many, many, many of us, and we'll take you down. That's kind of how you remind me.
Oh, you know the little meme when there's like a little fish and then like a shark, but then he has all these little fishes that make a bigger shark?
Yeah. I like that.
That's what I envision. So power in numbers.
Power in numbers.
So when do you typically have the Know Your Rights classes? Is it the same day a week, same time?
No. So what we do is like we go to churches, we go to schools, we go to organizations. Well, they usually reach out to like, hey, Nubia, we want to do this class for our ladies who sew. I don't know. I'm like, okay, cool. I'm like, okay, cool. I'm down. Let's do it. Hey, Nubia, we want to do it for our PTO parents. Okay, I'm down. You tell me where to go. Tell me if I can bring my laptop. Tell me if you need an attorney, and I'll go and I'll teach these classes. One of the things about the immigrant community here is that there's a lot of other groups out there. AIR, Advocates for Immigrant Rights and Reconciliation, just had a Know Your Rights virtual. Yesterday at 5, I believe. That was a virtual one. They're going to have one coming. I'm pretty sure they're going to have another one coming up. We also, with the Kansas KLCN, Kansas Latino Community Network, we had a healing session, two healing sessions.
A healing session?
Healing session.
What is that?
Remember how I told you the first Trump administration I cried a lot? Not this one. This is the 2T. I'm crying. My tears. But for the first
I'm not giving up hope yet though.
For the first T I did cry a lot, so we felt people were feeling like that. Especially a lot of DACA recipients, a lot of maybe people mm-hmm. that
taste your chips.
Sorry, you're fine. Maybe a lot of people that, you know, worry and are like, what the fuck are we going to do now? So we had a healing session with, we did art therapy.
Oh!
We did art therapy and we were in community. We sat down, had like coffee and bread, and we were like, okay, we did our own thing. We just relaxed our brain, our body. We were in a safe place with safe people. And we did it virtually too. It was a different exercise. We did it by just kind of looking at a drawing, like, what does this feel? Why are you putting that drawing there?
Kind of like child therapy. Yeah, okay, I get it.
bring me back to my days. but so we had, yeah, it's healing because.
And if someone were to be interested in going to one of those classrooms, they just go to the website to get more information. Do you have to be a member?
We don't have another one set up yet.
Okay.
But I foresee with all the shit that's going on and everything that gets promoted, we'll foresee one coming up.
Okay.
But the interesting part is right now, like, a lot of people are still, like, simmering or not. Or maybe I'm such a pessimist, which I think I'm not. But I'm like, I'm gearing up for the worst. I'm like, motherfuckers are not going to catch me. I'm prepared.
Right.
I'm going to be prepared. But a lot of people don't see the urgency on it, maybe. Like, I do. Like, I'm like,
yeah. I think people don't think that our reality is going to be very similar to Operation White Black like they had in the 50s.
I don't know. Like,
I think people think, no, it's not going to happen. It's bullshit. It's fake. It's, you know, it's propaganda. It's fear-mongering. And I don't think it's that. I think people are in denial. I don't think they want to accept the fact that he is a fucking racist, fascist asshole who should not be in power. All the people that he has elected thus far in his cabinet, it's like we're living in a freaking reality TV show.
I don't think I comprehend, like, the reality. Like, no me cabe en la mente.
Maybe a fucking Dr. Oz.
Dr.
In charge of Medicaid and Medicare. Dr. fucking Oz.
The video, the TV show guy.
Really?
Yes.
See, this was...
I know it's, that part shocked me. I mean, it's not as shocking as the Fox News host, but...
Not to mention the resignation of the Attorney General. Not to mention the Attorney General resigning because of the report that they were going to release out of him was so fucking bad and controversial that they would rather him just not be Attorney General to not release the report. It was just like, just fucking leak the report at this point. But yeah, fucking.
Right. You guys would do that today. You might not hit him.
Yeah.
Oh.
You got what? The Department of Defense, Pete, whatever the fuck his name is, thinking women should not be allowed in combat. Hasn't washed his fucking hands in 10 goddamn years.
That's disgusting.
I'm happy.
What do you mean you haven't washed your hands in 10 years? Who discloses that information willingly?
Idiot. How do you go to the bathroom and don't wash your hands?
There is a recording of him. He was on some sort of, you know, morning show saying, yeah, I don't wash my hands. I haven't washed my hands in like 10 years. Just casual.
Nothing.
Like, this is the and people don't get why the people are severing ties with Trump supporters. And, you know, somebody made an analogy, and I saw it on a TikTok or something like that. It's like you're kind of like in an elevator with someone, right? And the Trump supporter shits their pants because they couldn't make it to the bathroom.
I heard this one before.
Right? So they're in the elevator with them. Like, everybody knows you shit your pants. But nobody's willing to forgive the fact that you shit your pants in the elevator. But you expect them to because it was an accident. And you expect them to forgive you and be accepting of the fact that you shit your pants in the elevator, but nobody wants to. Because nobody has to put up with that. That's very similar to the analogy. They're saying that conservatives are upset that their liberal family members are turning their backs because that was like their outlet for them. That when they're around other conservatives, they have to continue to be conservative, and that it's exhausting being conservative. That if you say one wrong thing, they'll kick you out because you don't belong.
Okay.
So it pisses me off when we have people of color, when we have Hispanics, when we have Mexicans, anybody that you might need of, think that they're not going to be caught up in this mix. Like, the Army's not going to care if you're an American citizen or not. If you're brown, they're going to take you. Time to sit there and stop and check your papers.
You know, Cameron, but I think they're so in their fucking head that they fit in here, that they watch the Chiefs, that they go to church, that they do all the white, right things.
Right.
It's not me.
Right.
No.
I'm not the problem.
Right. No, they're not coming after me. Please.
Cameron was saying, I think, a few episodes ago, was that because she was talking, we're talking about Hispanics and wanting them to vote for Trump and like Latinos for Trump. She was like, I just don't get it. Like, why do you guys want to be white so bad?
Why? Why do they want? And maybe it's.
I mean, we've talked about this before.
Yeah.
The ultimate goal for a man of color to say that he has reached a certain level of success is marrying a white woman. Unfortunately, that is the truth. That is the epitome of success, is the fact that they can afford, and not just any kind of white woman. We are talking about those rich white women that men look like, and they look and they're just like,
a little trophy.
Yes, a trophy wife. That is the epitome of success for men of color. Why? Because we can go back and we can talk about it, how it's engraved in generation upon generation upon generation. Because they were slaves. So then you have all of that generational trauma going back years and years and years that people through.
It's like, remember that parents like, ay, mi hija se va a casar. Oh, fucking thing. A mejor la raza.
Generational trauma.
I hate that shit. Yeah. Like, casate con un güerito. Well, first of all, like, casate con un güerito so you could get papers. And then casate con un güerito so you could mejorar la raza. I hate that fucking thing. Like, you can,
And now, when it's people that they know, livelihood and play, right? Like, I was going back and forth with one of my good friends' brothers on Facebook because he was saying, you know, coming right, and you know, you think they're gonna be worried about Donchella and this, that, and the third. I'm just like, you sound ignorant, bro. Do you get, like, I don't think people understand that we are literally regressing in time. It's a cycle. What do you think is gonna happen when they deport all of those farm workers? Who's gonna work those jobs? The uneducated, right? What's going to happen is they're going to pull the teenagers that are going to high school, ain't doing well, that don't want to go to school. They're going to pull them out of school. They're going to put them in the fields. So then they leave school.
You got your salad, Karen.
They leave school having a 10th grade education. They married a nice little girl in town, right? They produce boys. The boys only go to school till 5th grade. Once they're old enough, they chuck the boys out of school. They go work in the fields, right? So then you have the poor. The middle class are people who can afford to send their kids to school, who don't have to work in the field. We're literally going back in time to the Great Depression, and people don't see it. Missouri's already a voucher system. It's already a voucher system. This was more about, it was more than just undocumented immigrants, and it pisses me off that that is the narrative that they ran with in this election. And then they want to use people like that Lakin Riley chick.
You weren't there?
She was
a nursing student who was killed
by an undocumented immigrant.
Yes, okay, yeah.
They just obviously they convicted him of murder. Everybody knew that. But they want to take her story and they want to run with it because, oh, these undocumented immigrants are so dangerous and blah, 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 blah.
But you know the statistic on that, right? Like, okay.
We all know, right? Because we have a brain that fucking functions. We're not on Donald Trumpy's left titty believing all that shit that he's spewing out. Like, if you literally sit and think about what he's talking about, 9 times out of 10 he does not make sense. So to sit there and say I voted for this man,
right? Oh, if you have a brain, how?
And I try, like, I try to keep an open mind. I try to stay open. I'll watch some of his rallies. Every time I watched his rallies, he spent all of his time insulting somebody. Where are your policies, my dude? How are you going to improve the way that we live? Well, and now, what is it?
When he was debating Kamala, he's like, I'll have a sense of a plan.
A concept of a plan. Exactly. And now that they're coming out and saying, it's going to cost us more money because of these tariffs that he could possibly impose. Like, he's not even in the office yet, and they're already talking about price hikes. Walmart and Lowe's. Like,
it's sad.
It really is, because it's like, white people hate people of color that fucking bad. Like, they do not want to be the minority that fucking bad.
That's true. Well, one of the things, I don't know what the hell I was talking about. Oh, in our healing circle, I was finally pissed that the United States, including Latino men, could not fathom the concept of voting for a woman.
Mm-hmm.
I have 3 girls. And in my head, all I saw was fucking more than a little 51% of America or of the United States thinking a woman can do the job. I run my household. My mom ran my household. In our law firm, we have three strong women that run that law firm. And my boss, the woman, she does a pretty great fucking job at her work. And we support her as her support team. And we're women. Mm-hmm. Like, women run the fucking world.
They're why not ready wouldn't to you admit even them.
Think that Kamala can't. Oh, she doesn't have education. Wrong, motherfuckers. Wrong. She does.
Oh, she had the qualification.
But she was a POC. She's a woman of color. Mm-hmm. A woman, and she was a woman of color. Mm-hmm. And they couldn't even get that in their little heads. Mm-hmm. And eso me dolió. That hurt. That hurt because you're telling my kids, we like you. We're okay. But you cannot rule the world.
The boss.
Rule the world. Yeah.
Yep.
So that
I mean, it's proven because there's this Christmas commercial of Booth, which essentially is saying that because it was women of color all throughout the commercial, right? But it was given the off the because you know who makes Christmas? Women do, mothers do, sisters do. Like we bring the Christmas to our families.
Yeah.
And the men were in an uproar. They're like, "No, how are you gonna say women are Santa Claus?" And it's just like, yeah. We're not ready to have a woman in power yet. It's not time. I'm still holding on. There's an astrologer, guys. I'm gonna tell you my little story here because you guys know I'm crazy. But there's an astrologer that I follow, and she says there's a couple that I follow that say that they don't see Trump taking power, becoming president. I don't know. But some of the stuff that they've predicted, like they predicted to the assassinations attempts, they predicted those last year before they even happened. I'm telling you guys, anyways, they predicted these natural disasters. And I was talking to, was I mentioning it to you, Pina, before we started the podcast?
Yeah, Rosa.
That in Washington State, they just had a bombing cyclone.
What?
It's called a bombing cyclone.
It's weather-wise.
Oh, it is. It's like a high pressure, low pressure thing, and it kind of just goes like that. Yeah. And so they're common, right? But they're extremely rare that far south. Extremely rare that far south. They have a blizzard in California. I understand California gets snow, but a blizzard, like they're shutting highway down because of how bad it is. Then they also said that there's going to be happening like a lot of worldly stuff. We have the war crimes, or Netanyahu getting arrested for war crimes. We have the ex-president of Brazil, who was arrested because he knew of a coup that were going to try to attempt to kill the current president of Brazil. There's a lot of shit going on in the world, guys.
There's a lot of issues now.
Russia, yeah. Ukraine, all of that. And so... with that being said, in this climate, please remember that Trump supporters feel 100% validated in their racism. They feel 100% validated to spew that racism. Always, always, always carry your papers. I know it's sad to say in this climate, but it's true. You know, you scroll through TikTok to know your rights. You know,
you don't have to answer any question. You don't have to incriminate yours. Even if you think you're not incriminating, my mom has this thing like el que nada debe nada teme.
It's hard to translate in English.
How the fuck you understand? El que nada debe. If you don't know anything, then you don't have no fear.
Right.
El que nada debe nada teme. Yes, mother. I don't know shit. But I ain't still gonna spill my guts out to enough police or any of, but right law enforcement.
Right.
I'm like, maybe you just don't like the police. No. It's nothing against personally. Guys, don't take it personal. It's just business. You're in the business of getting people, and I'm in the business of not trying to be into that. Because I have a sense they lie. They use that power to lie. That's a tool that they use. Like, and they don't get reprimanded.
I really wish they would when it comes to police officers, have them do actual. Like, how come, like, the FBI, the CIA, all these big people in power have to go through all this certified training to make sure you ain't fucking fucked up in the head? But police officers get just a short amount of training to to handle all different kinds of high pressure scenarios, right? Mm-hmm. And then you have those psychos who, because they are in a position of power, they want to take advantage of that.
Your wife will have some of those too.
What? Oh, I believe it. I believe it wholeheartedly.
But yeah, to go back to the immigration, just know your rights. And one thing, we're also not gonna oust our people. Some people have different thoughts of, you know, how to keep their status. So one thing I do is to make sure we don't oust them. Make sure, you know, they're supported. Knowing your rights. If you are a green card holder, a lawful permanent resident, and it's time to get your citizenship, do it.
My dad just did his appointment. He has to go next month to start his renewal process because his expires next May.
He should be becoming a citizen now.
Well, he has tickets that he has to take care of that, you know, it makes it hard, but I'm having him send over his birth certificate so I can get my Mexican citizenship.
Yes.
Because then she go, we leave. Do you see Eva Longoria? Is that I was like, what? I mean, I wasn't shocked.
But she said that she didn't leave because he's in office. She was on the she had called Ana Navarro because I guess they're really close.
Yeah.
And on the podcast, she was like, no, I didn't leave because of him. But I'm like, shit, it must be fucking nice though.
Right.
But my dad has his house built down there in Guanajuato.
One of the attorneys that I follow, he's a really good attorney, Marty. He has his little shirt. He's like, I chose to stay and fight. He's a really good immigration attorney. For me, I'm gonna choose stay and fight too, but a lot of self care. Cause just because he came into power, don't mean these 4 years are gonna just like, I'm gonna just like,
you know, I want to remain hopeful.
Uh huh.
But if he does take the presidency, he has control of the House and the Senate.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
The only thing keeping him in check is the fact that they were able to put Biden's ethic, the person that looks over all the bills and shit to make sure they're ethically sound.
Okay, that's in our politics. Like, we know politics, right? Pero, like, as humans, as a mom, as an uncle,
as a mom, I'm scared.
I am, whatever I am.
I don't try to put that fear into my kids, but as a mom, personally, I'm scared because in this climate, you never know who could be a nice Trump supporter like your regular that you see every morning, or a crazy MAGA one
I'm keeping all the money away, good or bad or whatever. You know, but go. That's between you and Jesus. But we want to live. We have to find joy somewhere.
Yeah,
we have to find joy because we're not just gonna survive this world. You have to live it. They're gonna pass. Okay, but what do you want to say? No, it was so hard. I was in depression. It was for you. No, I mean, find joy. Find your radical joy. Being alive, being brown, being a brown woman is radical joy. Taking up space where you wouldn't, you know, using your voice, mm-hmm. standing up for something you believe in. Do I have people that don't like me and my family? Yeah, I'm a fucking unapologetic, loud Latina. Feminist as fuck because I have three girls. Maybe if I had a son. We will never know that. Guess we'll never know. But just find it. Make sure you have joy. I'm teaching my daughter. Somehow my daughters came out as crazy as me. My daughter had, like, you know, built up a club at the Latino Student Union in her very white school.
Really?
Nice. Yes. Which she had a little dozzle of the world because there's some things that didn't go as well. And she would come home crying and stuff. No. Like, Nina, that's world. And she said, I'm not going to put too much detail. That's my kid's stuff. But she said somebody said she was being too ambitious. And I'm like, I hate that for you, but I like it. I like it because people tell me that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, oh, really? Me, ambitious? I can't do that. I can't go to law school. I can't do this. Watch me. It gives me a little fire. It gives me a little, like, you know, I'm very, like, comfortable. And then somebody comes and says that, I'm like, oh, okay, let me get on my comfort zone.
You're scared of me. You're scared of what's yet to come.
Yeah. So I'm like, I kind of
that's good.
That gives me fuel. It fuels me. So, but yeah, teaching my daughters that. But also another thing kind of what I'm saying is like boundaries and self-care. Because the first T, the one T, took a lot of me. I was working like 60 hours doing Know Your Rights, doing presentations, meeting with people. We were doing power of attorney clinics. We were doing DACA renewals. We were doing citizenship. I was a blah, 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 blah. But now it's putting boundaries, self-care, make sure you're eating right, taking your vitamins, which I'm not. I need to go refill them, my vitamins. Drinking water, like taking care of oneself. Like, I know when people used to tell me that, I'm like, oh my God, they sound crazy. I'm just locos. But it's so true. You need to, just like you would nurture a fucking flower or everything, you need to nurture your body, nurture your brain. And I'm a firm believer now at the young age of I am.
But are you currently looking for volunteers?
Oh my gosh, yes, I'm dying over here. Yes, definitely. If you're ready to be loud, empowered, and kick ass and take name, go over to KS Moda on our Facebook, Kansas Missouri Dream Alliance. We have an upcoming volunteer kind of like preview of all the things that we do this Saturday at 11. It's virtual, so you have to sign up because I ain't trying to have any crazy people come up. Yet. I foresee that coming, but we also have a plan for those stuff too. That's when I say it's a community. We have allies. We have a Standing Up for Racial Justice, Search KC. They were partners. They like, hey, I need your help with this. They're like, I got you. They never asked me, oh, what time? They're like, they'll just say, I got you. I'm like, thanks. That's the kind of volunteers I need. I got you. Because that's the type of person I am. Nubia, this happened. Don't worry about it. Let me take care of it.
Good.
Let me take off your plate. Let me, if I could do it, if you're with me, I got it. Don't worry. Move on. Let's stop your mind. That's great.
So let me, did you have a question for you?
Oh, okay. So Mike, so what would you tell those people who have maybe started the process, right? But then they get that bad news because, you know, with Trump possibly getting the presidency, there's a good chance that you won't get your papers or become a citizen. Do you say, go get a second opinion, go get a third opinion? What do you say to those people who may get discouraged after a lawyer maybe turns them down the first time?
Yeah, that's a great question. And it's not such a great answer. My boss usually is like, please, I'll give you this information. Get a second opinion. She's like, I might not know it all. Am I missing something? Am I... You know, so get a second opinion. But when they come for us, we're like, and this is a third, fourth opinion, it's like they're saying the same thing. I would tell them, keep your hope alive, know your rights, and let's just keep checking in, see if the situation changes. But we don't take, I mean, if we can't do nothing for that case, we won't take money. That's one thing about I love where I work at is, we're not taking money just because there's another thing. There's going to be a lot of those people.
So what services do you guys offer?
Well, with KS Moda, sorry, I have like nine hats on. But so as a paralegal, so working at the law firm, law office of Mickey Bouchard.
What does she specialize in? Immigration. Okay.
Immigration perfect. And family.
Okay.
Family immigration. Yes.
Okay. Perfect.
And we don't do asylum. We don't do cancellation or removals. We don't do business. We just do family. She's great. She's a great mentor too. I would say she specializes in anything would be like in waivers. So I told you immigration is fraud. You can have a waiver for this. This could have a permanent bar, but so KS Moda, we do our DACA renewal clinics.
Okay.
And we've been doing that since 2012, I believe.
Okay.
That's a long time, huh?
Yeah, almost 5 years.
Damn, that's a lot.
I mean, almost 5 years. It has been 5 years.
So, you know, as DACA, you have to renew every 2 years. We're not, as KS Moda, we're not advising people to do advanced parole anymore. Advanced parole was this, like, permit that you could submit to immigration. And they're like, okay, it was for work, school, or, like, an emergency. Like, if you have a sick grandparent. But those take around 3 to 4 months to process, and 3 to 4 months he's going to be in charge. So we don't want a DACA recipient going and possibly risking being out and not coming let back in. Because Mona, we have connections, resource. If you think of some things like, oh, maybe Kids Mala can't do it, but let me send you over to Guadalupe Center. Let me send you over to Tenet Casey, or where?
El Centro.
El Centro to Center of Grace. We're a community. We're trying to build a community. Like, te caes, te falta algo. Like, El Centro might have something that could help you. Center of Grace has, like, a community, for, like, wheelchairs and stuff like that. So yeah, we're trying to build a community with each other, just to survive, but also find joy this 4 years. Okay. There's like so, like the me, like it's just like boom, boom, realistic. But I'm like, no, you also have to be like, yes, hopeful and find joy. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
But yeah, a little bit of what we do.
Just a little bit.
And right now is the time to volunteer because all our volunteers have, our core volunteers, because they got married, they moved, they have bought a house, they moved. So yeah, we're looking for core volunteers.
Okay. Please. And how young do you, like, youngest, so is there an age range?
I don't know. If you're down, for the cause, I'm down here with you. Oh, so one of the things is this December, we're going to be possibly tentative. I'm going over to DC and we're going to, so we've done marches. You know, I love to chant. I have my bullhorn and I'll start chanting. As you, I think one of the pictures that I sent you was me chanting.
Yeah, that was the time we used for motion.
Yeah, and that feeling of being your voice, making your voice be heard and like being on your face. It's a good feeling. I like it. But there's a chance of people to be going over to DC and joining the bigger fight for it. So yeah, hit us up if you're interested in doing that. We know how to march, training on maybe, I'm not sure yet, but like I've done training on civil disobedience. I mean, that's fun. Gives my mom a little panic and then like, but if I do, don't worry. I got back. I have a plan.
I got nothing.
Wait, I haven't been arrested, but I have been taken out of a town hall.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dang.
Whatever. It's part of the work. It's part of the work. It's not something you have to be. How do you be loud? How do you have to be in your face? You don't want to listen to me nicely. So I'll get in your face.
What about, and this might be just off the whole topic part, but you're talking about like wanting to use your voice. Do you think, or do you see yourself possibly like running for something?
Me?
Yeah, like running for like something. You can be like, I have a friend who's running for commissioner of the district, and so I mean, sadly they didn't win. But do you see yourself doing that? Because you're talking about like just bringing the whole community together with you being the law school, like, or you being a paralegal, you can possibly start that process.
I have too much shit behind me.
Okay.
I have too much shit. I used to fight on Facebook a lot.
Internet never gets a raise.
But I think
I mean, who knows though? You know, our president that elects is a felon,
he's
sexual predators in high places of power, so
That's true. You can really.
They don't even do background. They don't want to do background checks either. So,
I think my calling. I mean, hopefully I'm not wrong, but my calling is to be able to be a lawyer. I see the need of it in our community, especially like. I'm an immigrant. We have a lot of white immigration attorneys, which are pretty badass. I thank y'all. But we don't have a lot of like people of color attorneys. Like,
yeah.
I can name one.
Just one.
I'm thinking about it. Maybe three in total. But it also, I see it's a bad thing. You know, it takes a toll on the attorneys. My attorney doesn't do asylum anymore because she has a chicken heart, un corazón de pollo. You know, she feels like, damn. So
you said that, and I thought about Hey.
The Tijuana. it's a toll, like hearing story after story after story, like sad. Like, this world is awful.
Yeah.
The world is awful. Like, what the what kind of human being to do that to another human being?
Right.
So I think at some point, you know, she's like, yeah, my mental health is not okay for this, so we're going to have to switch.
I can't pay for my job and therapy at the same time.
Right. Then she was going to therapy a lot, yeah. And I see it too. The good thing about me is, like I told you, is like I try to, so once I get home, leave it there, focus on my girls, because they also need me to be the best, right? And I want them to have the best. That's why I
what to do.
Yeah, I want them to have the best education, best growing up, best opportunities. Because as an immigrant mom, I always tell this thing that one time I bought my girl, you know, stupid cards that they sell, like coupons. So if you sell like 10, you get a limo ride.
Mm-hmm.
I bought like fucking 10 of them so my kid could get a limo ride.
Hey.
Yeah, and I shouldn't have been sick that day. But, you know, we do stupid shit for our kids.
Right.
Like one of the craziest things my mom said was bring us over. That was crazy. Giving us to strangers, coyotes, to bring us over. Imagine leaving my 3-year-old, you know, my 3-year-old giving to random people, paying them to smuggle her in.
Yeah.
Yeah. We do crazy stuff as parents, and I would never judge my mom for bringing us over. I thank her. It's a great opportunity. I do what I do because she brought us over here, and I love the USA. People are like, you hate white people, you hate this. I don't hate people. I just call shit out that's injustice.
Right.
Don't get me wrong. I love. Would I ever join the army? Hell no. So I'm not trying to sell my soul for that. But I do vote. I pay my taxes. I go to PTO meetings. I do cleanup. PTA, yeah, parent teachers day.
Yeah.
Well,
they were asking for part time off.
I recycle. I do my job as a good human being.
I love the climate.
Yeah, I try to. So that's being patriotic too.
Yeah.
So if you say I'm not, then I don't really care what you think.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
Well, it was a pleasure having you. Yes, it was very informative. I'm glad you came on. Oh. And you came on. And yeah, I don't have any other questions. Fina, do you?
No.
Will y'all join us one of these days?
I think we should do a live stream an event to volunteer. I think it'd be so much fun to get the word out there.
And we have fun. We put music, we dance, we tell jokes. Like, it's a big ass party.
It's a vibe.
It's a vibe.
We'll definitely have to volunteer for an event. For sure.
Definitely let us know for those classes. That way we can just share them on our page. Like, yes, let us know, sure, or give us the link of like where people can go to. And yeah, go from there, really.
Thank you all. Thank you so much for having me on.
It was a pleasure. And I will make sure to put all of the information that she divulged on all of our platforms. Awesome. All right. Can you sign us off?
All right, guys. Thank you very much for listening. This is Fino.
And this is Carmen.
And you're listening to
Man in the Mill. Lego.
Bye.
Adios.